That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? Happy Mother's Day to all you people out there. And have you been able to look at the geomagnetic flares that are going on in the sky? They've been happening for 3 nights and we've got one more night to go. And I'm going to be telling you a lot about that tonight. But remember, our second week is call-in week. And tonight, if you call in and ask a question, I will give you an angel card at the end, and we'll talk about the angels. So I do have a caller. Her name is Karen from L.A. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I'd like to know when you see me moving.
And you're Leo. I don't see you moving much until the end of the summer. Do you have plans?
Well, I have to be out by like August 1st to the 15th.
See, I was getting August. So I do see you going probably around the 1st. Have you found a place yet?
No, I've been looking for months and I'm just priced out. So I'm having a difficult time.
Well, maybe you need to get out of California.
Really can't do that right now.
Well, that's what I was feeling. You're going to get something very quickly. Let me tell you something, Karen, that I'm going to be telling everybody tonight. Everything has been on hold. Everything has been stagnant all this year until now. Now we've just had the eclipse and we just had the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction. This week is the most important, luckiest week of the year. Next Saturday, Jupiter joins the Sun. So what I want you to do are two things. Number one, I want you to play the lottery because you might get a winning ticket. And number two, I want you to pick a town that you want to move to and keep telling yourself that's where you're living now.
Okay.
Do you have a town in mind?
No.
That's why you haven't found a place. You have to focus, Karen, when you want to make a change. Because something's holding you back. You need to decide what town you want to move to, and then with your mind to move yourself there, and that will help you. But I think you might find something towards the end of this week.
Hmm. Well, great.
You may not move until July, but you'll get some kind of a lead or forward motion. Let me pick you an angel card, and let's see what the angels have to say, okay?
Yes.
Communicate clearly. That's what you're not doing. You're living in fear. I'm afraid I have to get out. They told me I had to leave. I have no place to go. If you keep doing that, that's what's going to happen to you. You always have a place to go. There's always space opening up for you, and you're choosing to go now. And then name the town. Where are you? In L.A.?
Yes.
Like say you want to go to Newport Beach or Long Beach. Visualize it and see it. And just know that you will be able to have place open up there. Even drive to it and sit there in your car and look around. It will help. This will open the energy. You have to lift your fear, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Right, thank you, Karen. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Of course.
And we have Pauline before I get started. So let's talk to Pauline. Hi, Pauline. You're from New York?
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth Joy.
Are you from New York City?
I was born in New York City, but I live in Queens, in Flushing.
Same thing. Okay. Yes. So you're a little Sagittarian, and you know Sagittarians are the luckiest sign in the zodiac because their ruling sign is Jupiter. And you heard what I just said about this week?
Yep. I've been praying. I know that's one of the things, but I'm not going to ask you about that. Do you see me doing my soul's purpose within the year? And that includes moving. I think that's what, I don't really need you to tell me if I'm moving. I already have something going with that.
You're already living your soul purpose. You're already living it from the time you're born.
Okay.
So if you're asking me if you're going to have a change and you're going to expand your knowledge, I would say yes to that. But I would not say yes to your soul purpose because you're already living it. Got it?
Yeah, I sort of put it off. Yeah, that's why I was just wondering about it, if I'm actually back on track.
What you need to do is to have an astrology reading, and you need to find out what your talents are. It's in your astrology chart. So get a good reader to help you decide what you need to do. But it'll all come to you. You're lucky you're protected. You're a Sagittarian. You can't go wrong. You're going to have a wonderful week. As a matter of fact, it's going to be very good between now and the end of June for you. Extra special. So good luck to you and enjoy it. Okay, Pauline?
Yes, and I hope you heal very quickly, like you said you were going to be doing soon.
Let's look at your angel card. What did your angel say? It says you have to believe. Have you had trouble in believing?
Yes, I have. And that's where I've been working on my subconscious, NLP, working that stuff out of me, especially.
When you get doubts, just say, quickly change it. Nix, go away. What I do is I'm opening, I'm expanding, and all's well in my world. Do it right away when you catch yourself thinking a negative thought. And eventually, over time, you will open up even wider.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth Joyce.
Okay, take care.
Thank you
for calling. I want to talk to you about the geometric flares, because I have so much to say. Well, it's all still going on, but we haven't had much activity in geometric flares since 2003. What we're experiencing right now is very unstable geomagnetic activity, which I have mentioned in prior shows. As a matter of fact, I've walked you right up to tonight. On April 1st, I explained that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th was the beginning of a cascade of a whole series of cosmic developments, which have a 14-year cycle. And the biggest theme is unstable geomagnetic activity. The geocosmic activity is also very unstable. So that means that the Earth itself is unstable, and so is our solar system unstable, both at the same time. The geocosmic activity is not linear or gradual, but it comes in waves. It's like the ocean wave coming in, and it creates quantum leaps like lightning bolts, and Jupiter expands the potential for that. And this energy is all in Taurus, which is very much affecting the Earth. Taurus is an Earth sign. Remember last week I told you that May would come in with a bang? Well, indeed it did. On May 1st, Mars entered Aries, and it's smack on the world axis. That's going to create real shock. It's already started this last week, and it's going to go on until Memorial Day. Shocks and surprises, finding out that what we thought was true isn't really true, and how much we've been lied to. Pluto retrograded at 2 degrees on the 2nd of May, and this intensifies the meaning of the sign. Pluto is in Aquarius, and Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and Uranus just had the conjunction. We're doing a dance here. We're dealing with electric magnetic energy, geomagnetism, geocosmic forces, and all universal and space energies. This energy is coming in from our sun, and it is hitting every planet. On April 20th, we had a whole series of solar flares. And as of today, May 12th, I've lost count of the hundreds of M-class flares. We had 13 to 14 in the last 2 days, along with at least 5 of the S-class flares. Now, from the 10th through the 13th, the potential for both types of flares is very high. All of this impacts the Earth and the weather patterns. Snow in Montana in late April, tornadoes in the Midwest. Look what's been happening. Flooding in Dubai. Back in 2018, we didn't have a single solar flare. Now, an M-class flare is 10 times the strength of a C-class flare. And an S-class is 10 times the strength of an M-class. So we've had like up to 15 M classes, and we've had 5 of the S classes. There's a lot going on. So much is going on that you're not aware of. I don't know if you can feel it or not, but you should be able to feel the energy. Solar cycles last 11 years, and we are in cycle 25, and the peak is 2024. And of course, there are highs and lows. The activity at this peak is way beyond normal. The big difference is that the Earth's magnetic field has thinned and become quite unstable. And that's Uranus energy. The Earth is more porous. Meanwhile, the Earth is moving through the photon belt, which it does every 12,000 years. So we have no really information on record about it. And this photon belt contains very high frequency energy. Obviously, this is rare. Yes, we have many solar flare cycles, but the two differences this time is the more porous magnetic shields and the magnetic energy are additional important factors as to how we as a humanity and the Earth are receiving this high level of electromagnetic energy. The Earth is an electromagnetic body, and we are electromagnetic beings, and we all have physical reactions to this energy. I do talk about this in my Ascension workbook that I wrote in 2011 and that you can get on Amazon.com. I also describe the proton belt and many other things, scalar energy and all kinds of things. I have been giving you exercises and affirmations and mantras to work with this energy. We have trouble sleeping. We feel exhausted, but as light workers are wired in, their flares are so intense that we can have tinnitus, aches and pains, extra heat in our body. And all this has an evolutionary purpose. We're in the middle of ascension. The energy brings in new ingredients to the mix. New information comes in from faraway galaxies to upgrade us as a human race. It all has evolutionary purpose. I had a few extraordinary experiences this past week. As a matter of fact, this past week has changed me so much that I'm not nearly the same person I was last week when I was on the air. I'm now writing a book to explain this. It's called Heart to Heart, which includes the higher spiritual chakras and exercises on how to access them, and breath exercises to help speed up your personal ascension, your personal advancement. Our scientists expected 5 coronal mass ejections from the sun this week, but now they're expecting 6 ejections. This is remarkable. The sun hurls out these ejections, which contain billions of tons of material, moving at hundreds of miles a second, and they have a tremendous force. We have already entered a severe magnetic storm over the weekend, and you can go outside and you can see it. I'm in New England, and a lot of people from Georgia up to Canada, on that side of the United States, have really been enjoying the view, the Aurora Borealis. But do they know what they're really seeing? Do any of you have any idea how penetrating all this energy is? As many of us rush out in the evening to view the amazing light show, Northern Lights, be advised that we could experience some kind of extra electrical activity, such as a few days ago, there was a radio blackout across parts of Asia. It may affect some of the world's power grids. It may affect aviation. It may affect your GPS system, your cell phone reception. Don't be surprised if this happens for a short period of time, particularly in this modern age. Everything is digital. Everything is electrified. Think of our entire satellite system to run our modern world. The modern world couldn't operate without doing anything online, ordering online, verification codes. Everything you do now is digital. It's no longer the old-fashioned way of human to human. But this can impact us more than previously before. I'm not saying this to cause a panic, but to help make you aware of our very rapid evolution. It's all a part of it. All of this is a part of ascension, the ascension we've all talked about for years and have been waiting for. And what I think is interesting here astrologically, and I will start to try to observe the astrological correlations, because for sure there were correlations around the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. Remember, the energy happens before the action. So some of the action you're going to feel this next week happened. The energy happened in April. Sunday through Monday, May 13th, the Sun is conjunct Jupiter and Uranus at 2021 degrees of Taurus, the same degree of the April 20th conjunction. In astrology, the degrees can become activated or sensitized. Another planet transiting the same degree and reactivated. So it will be interesting to see what comes forth in the world, looking at the cosmic activity. On Thursday, May 16th, Venus will reach 21 degrees of Taurus. Mercury hits it on May 29th, and Mars hits it on July 8th. I hope you wrote these dates down. Don't forget, you can get the archive of this show. This may not be when we have more solar flares, but when we have further correlations, in other words, when we have a result, either on the world stage or with our electric systems, just observe, take a look at what's going on. We can have trouble with politics. We can have trouble in the sky. We can have trouble with our electrical systems and receiving our entertainment or our television. This is an experience that we are all living through, and we have never been aware of this experience before. So observe it through social media. Of course, we have social media, and everybody's talking about all this stuff. So as long as we have it, observe it. We now, at this time, have an instant communication. And it's good, as well as learning experiences, to be able to observe the correlations. It's a hot and important issue. It is in the news. You know, the computer is so great that if there's anything you want to learn, all you have to do is go to YouTube, type in what you want to learn, and there'll be a video about it. Last week, the key to my car went dead. You know how you push the button and it opens the door? It couldn't work. So I sense it was the battery. I have a helper come over, and she was setting me up. We were going to make some video readings for YouTube. And she said she'd put the battery in. So what did she do? She went to YouTube, asked how to put in a battery for my car into the key, and it gave her directions step by step. I just couldn't believe it. I just thought that was so great. And of course, it's happening more and more. The more that you can be in harmony with all these energies, the more that you can be in peace, love, joy, and gratitude. And you'll be able to ride the storm as an electromagnetic being. If you're fearful, angry or agitated, it's like an interference on your TV set. You know all that static that you get? The external energy, the solar flare energy, will affect you in a disharmonious way. Use your tools, your affirmation, your breathing techniques, your higher energy to stay peaceful. Bare feet in the grass, hug a tree, meditate, do your breath work, drink lots of water, listen to high vibration music, and do some napping. That's perfectly okay. Staying and remaining in a calm state will help you through these peak periods, which begin Friday night and end on Tuesday. So they began last Friday night and they end on Tuesday, the 14th. Coming back to the days I've mentioned, I guarantee you, Something big is coming between now and July 8th. A couple of things, I know what they are already. So this is Elizabeth Joyce. We're now going to listen to your weekly cosmic tip, which I have pre-recorded for you, and you do want to hear about the energy this week. So let's give a listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of May 13th through May 19th, 2024. This promises to be a very erratic week. However, it's also the luckiest week of 2024. With all this Uranus activity, nothing will go according to plan. Best just relax and go with the flow, because if you dig in your heels, you will kick up nothing but mud and sand, adding even more stress to your life. Monday, May 13th, the Sun conjuncts Uranus and Venus sextiles Saturn, and the Leo moon opposes Pluto. The pressure to change is now high. Unexpected developments can bring uncertainty, and some can activate here and then some there. You never know. Call on someone dependable and trustworthy. You can achieve a lot now, provided you allow a minimum of creative chaos and dare to try new approaches. Wednesday, May 15th, Mercury enters Taurus, and there are five planets in this pragmatic and sensual Earth sign associated with money and possessions and renowned for its need for material security. The corrections that could become necessary in these areas are not entirely unexpected, but could nevertheless trigger fear, resentment, and resistance. Be careful of anyone around you who's on a power trip. This bumpy ride continues for the next 2 days. It brings you very positive results, however. Small disagreements can suddenly explode into painful standoffs, but hang in there. The challenge will pass by Friday afternoon. Your temporary Cold War will meld into understanding and peace. Friday, May 17th, Mercury squares Pluto, allowing you to realize and accept the changes that are needed in your life. On Saturday, May 18th, the Sun conjuncts Jupiter, the luckiest day of the year. Be sure to play that lottery ticket. Venus also conjuncts Uranus. Uranus and Taurus could bring in money and love. Electrifying romance can suddenly sweep you off your feet. This could be true, destined love. Saturday is overflowing with random good luck and passion. It's a time of favorable opportunities. Fortune favors the brave. Lovers now receive a welcome boost, and new promising encounters can arise. A chance meeting could turn into something significant and long-lasting. You could bump into that handsome stranger and start up a conversation, and this could be an overwhelming, joyful day. Sunday, May 19th, the Sun sextiles Neptune, and the laid-back energy brings a sweet approach to romance and courtship, a creative imagination, and a creative day. Make that vision board. You never know. It could all come true. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
She said, my daughter, I beg of you, I have a wish that must come true. The last thing you can do for Mama. Please promise me that you will stay and take my place while I'm away and give the children love each day. I had to cry. What could I say? How hard I tried to find a word. I prayed she wouldn't see me cry. So much to say that should be heard, but only time to say goodbye to Mama. They say in time that you forget, yet still today my eyes are wet. I tell myself to smile for Mama. Now soon there'll be another spring, and I will start remembering the way she loved to hear me sing her favorite song, Ave Maria.
That was Connie Francis with Mama. The song was number one in 1957, and it hit gold over in Italy. She went over and sang it in Italian, and people just love it. So happy Mother's Day, everybody. I hope you're enjoying it. Let's get back to the solar flares and see what other good stuff we can bring forth. These solar flares are finishing up the shadow areas of your life. And on that, the world stage as well. You're going to see so much happening so fast. There is a traffic issue here. People have been in the way in other people's lives. But now we're all moving through a portal during this solar storm. This is like a thunderstorm or a volcanic explosion that we're going through right now. The main message is that something is trying to clear up. Within the next 2 or 3 days, up to May 15th, and then through the month of June, we are going to get rid and get out of our heads a bit. Our energy will be with the body, with the heart. There is a lot of overcomplication here. A lot of dark matter is being thrown about. People have been living and thinking out of reality because they don't want to see the truth. This is a time to relax and to let things go. Try to release yourself from any compulsive behavior. There is a lot of that kind of behavior being highlighted here. Look at the college riots we went through. look at all this going on in politics. It's all dark energy. Physical and mental injury, that's what it's causing. Some things are coming to the light that may be challenged. Listen up now, this is very important. Resolution is happening in an unseen way. Hidden problems are being solved by Jupiter. Jupiter and the Sun and Venus are coming together to break up previous ideal action, idealization, previous reality thoughts. And you're able to see reality, to connect to the earth, and to select your thoughts, to select your beliefs and intentions more properly. There has been a true distortion in the level of the collective consciousness. We've had distortion in our ideas. We've had distortion in the news. We've had distortions all over the place. The level of what we are doing, and in the meantime, we're not giving to ourselves. We're just going along with the crowd. Nobody's asking their heart, is this true? They're just filling in with what I call the deep, dark hate. There will be more of a solidity with what's going on around us, more of a need to bring ourselves justice and grace. Decomplication is a concept here, getting away from cover-ups and untruth and blind thinking through simplification. We are in a major Taurus time. Any shadow, any difficulty is a result of overcomplicating things, dishonesty and lies, unintended mistakes in judgment. All is being uncovered. All is being revealed. All the cover-up layers are being removed. The corruption is uncovered. Let me give you some of the positives that are happening here. A lot of scars are going to be melting away. Things, your emotions, that have been damaged or destroyed. Pain, distress, anything that's been at odds with itself will be alleviated. This can be a status-changing time as well. You're gaining territory. It's easy to alleviate. You need to go within and work on it. Alleviation of long-running problems, attitudes, or relationships. For many years, I've been stuck in a rat race. That's what you say to yourself. I've been unable to function properly. I've carried a scar. Now the darkness is being broken up. It's fragmenting. A brighter light is coming in, and a new effect is being set up. I was just telling my producer tonight that I got a Mother's Day greeting from my son that I haven't heard from like that in 20 years, and it came out of the blue, and I just blessed it, and I knew it was the energy, the new energy coming in from the galaxy. This is very positive for people who care about the totality of their experience, for people who have depth. It's not playing games or manipulating. This loosening will give you a new lease on life. It's difficult to explain Uranus and Taurus and the grounding that it will bring to the planet. Just watch and observe, both in your own life as well as with the collective. It's like thunder and lightning. Channeling is coming through. A divine promise is being kept. Electricity abides. You have more energy. Your accounts are being refunded. There's a new lease in life. A status ailment is healed. A scar. A corrupt system is healed. It's like getting a new engine in the car. All that was broken will begin to function again because of the darkness, the inability to see the truth, to see the heart, is now being broken apart and removed. This is just so beautiful, don't you think? I'd love to hear some of your stories. So send me an email. Tell me what's going on. Also, some middle of the wave hats will emerge. Okay, this isn't my dream house, but at least I'm out of the rental game. Finally, a path to the future. This is going to change our psyche, the collective self-view, when we see this positive turnout. A lot of people don't want this. They fight this turnout. They still label things like rich and poor, hot or cold, north or south. But the shamanic way, the true shaman path, is a principled middle-of-the-way path. But that hasn't felt good to the I collective consciousness. So people consider what doesn't feel good right now just may pay off dividends after in the future. So allow it to come in. Allow the light to come in. Allow the questions to come in. Allow the realization, the betrayal, the anger, and the hate to be seen and then to disappear out of your life. The energy will change the pathway that you're on, as well as your self-perception in a positive way. Your dark side, shaded judgments, will fragment a bit. A sacred breakthrough is on the way to you. If you have people in your life, disassociation, narcissism, depression, pain, PTSD, desperate need for closure, obsession, compulsion, along with shadow coping mechanism responses, these issues are about to experience some healing. Through the real, middle-of-the-road option that we choose now. This is not a yes or no. It's not all or nothing energy coming in. It's one issue at a time. Simple and easy. That just can't happen in Taurus energy. Taurus is too staid, too tight, too hanging on. And this solar storm is in the process of bringing apart the tightness so that we need to choose to see one another. We need to choose to see people with the heart. And we're moving into Gemini energy on the 20th, and that's going to be a whole different ball game. There is true groundbreaking force that's actually coming in here, and this may cause you a breakthrough because some of you really do need to hear this. You actually cannot do it wrong. You could be putting away too much force and energy into your decisions. The decisions that you're making right now. If I go here, then I'll never be able to do this again. Or if I make that decision, it's forever. It's not. All this is alleviating a status ailment. Status ailment is when you feel entitled, when you feel you're always right, when you're afraid to look at another alternative. There's a middle of the road. There are middle of the road decisions that you need to come to right now. And that has to do with alleviating your status ailment. But it's so conditional and important to the degree that you don't feel it's forever. You break through the thought or habit of being too extreme in thinking, too much total thinking. And this is something that's really breaking through the universe right now. We have the sun, the moon, Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury, all in Taurus. Taurus is not rejecting all religions and moral principles in the belief that life is meaningless. is not an embittered, nihilistic teenager. It's the opposite. And we are coming face to face with our own shadows and with people around us. It's all breaking up, breaking apart. For people who base a lot of their life in pain or grief, it will be harder. However, through all your light workers out there, all of you wonderful people doing energetic healing, there will be many middle-of-the-road opportunities for healing, both for yourself and for others around you. It's non-extreme. It's Earth. It's more about time, orientation, and stillness, and silence, and going within. It will be harder to do things alone, especially after we move into Gemini at the end of the month. It will be harder to be by ourselves. We need support. We need connections. We need alliances. So achieving the next level, a more extreme way of thinking, will require support from others, whether it's buying a new house, new material acquisitions, a car, a computer, a TV, appliances. With all this Venus Taurus energy, this takes a realtor, it takes a banker, it takes connections with people, or getting your next degree program. It takes recommendations, support, and character validation. We're in such an integrative time, such a cellular time, as opposed to a single out unitary sign. That's what Aquarius is about. Aquarius is about other people sharing and the best for the community. We're in that unitary time between 2020 and 2022, mostly because of COVID. And a lot of people are still hanging on to that psychology, but it's very different now and a lot more integrative. We begin to see that getting results requires a lot of collaboration, a lot of coming together, cooperation, and community. We're no longer doing things on Zoom. We're going back into the office, into the schools, and into the places to come together and get the work done. This is why most of this dark matter, these tendencies, have to be confronted and faced in order to allow us to connect. So people who struggle with isolation, with seclusion, will need to look at why that has felt empowering and will begin to feel uncomfortable with that, and they will start the desire to connect. While we're shining a light on things, solar flare has become a spiritual metaphor for finally turning on a flashlight with matters of urgency, matters of rushing, matters of oversaturation. Urgency and rushing come from a perceived sense of doom or gloom or an end in sight, meaning that we don't have much more time, that someone is against us, or that we feel antagonized in some way. A lot of that has been alleviated, and we will now step into a more natural energy, one of the gifts of Taurus. It's really time to question our sense of urgency. Ask yourself, is this legitimate, this rushing, this hurrying up? Is it legitimate or is it fear? Is this anxiety-based? A lot of us need to get out of this sense of urgency. It's the tortoise and the hare story. It's not necessarily the person who moves quickly or who darts around that wins. In fact, it usually isn't. Taurus is slow. Taurus processes things slowly. We've got to slow down. We've got to be okay with stillness. And this may be hard for the fire signs of the zodiac right now. because Mars is in Aries, but in that is more energy to slow down, to rest. You go to a higher frequency, and this is very important. It's a time of reserving and replenishing and management, personal essence, along with saving. Don't allow yourself to spend every dime that you have, to use all of your energy up every day. Rush around and pour out all of your energy, because that will bring you down to a lower frequency. Now it's important to overcome that. It's important to focus on ascension and to fill yourself up for all that is coming to you the rest of 2024 into 2025. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of tonight's show. I hope what I've said has been helpful. We are going to do the meditation, and we're going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn remind us that it's a quiet thing. And then William is going to remind us about the moonlight. And I want to remind you about the sun, because the sun and those solar flares contain the same energy as the moon, only it's a little bit brighter and a little bit more focus coming from the sun. There's information from the universe in there, as well as the plasma that I talked about. So when you see those solar flares, know that you're being hit with the truth and hit with a new way of life and hit with the true opening that will serve you forever. So next week we'll talk about the full moon in Sagittarius, and we'll talk about many other things. So we have a passage that we're going through, and we're going on to our ascension. I am writing a new book. I may have mentioned it to you. It's called Heart to Heart Ascension. The melding of the physical heart with the spiritual heart. And also, I am on YouTube. I want to remind you of that. Please go to Embracing Spiritual Frontiers and get your reading. They'll be released on the 15th, the new ones. And like it and subscribe to help the message get out to other people that need to hear it. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. I'll see you next week. Good night.
could hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in, oh, happiness. Oh, well, what do you know?
It's true.
It's a quiet thing.
It's true.
A very quiet
thank you.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.